Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 299.
Whoa.
The last episode that starts with the two.
Everything changes next episode. Everything.
My name is Christopher Gio, and I am here with those two lovely, sultry voices, Jeff Chorney.
What up?
And Jason A. Stryker.
Hello there.
Hello. And today we are going to talk about other forms of video game media, like comics and books and music and all that other stuff. So we're going to get to that after the break. Beforehand, we'll do distractions and news. And then after the feature, we will do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Not really, because we're having a live show next week, and we're not going to have a question of the week. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, too. But before we do that, guys, what's going on? Jason, talk to me. What's up, man?
Not a mucho. Super busy at work. It's been head down, just going crazy with work stuff. So, yeah, no social life, no gaming life, just work, which is, it's satisfying and stuff. So no complaints really, but all of our studio stuff is, still kind of coming together, and, we're in, very much a hurry up and wait. We gotta wait for furniture before we can order this. And then once we order that, then we can do that. And
then we can do that.
Yeah. Such is, the life of, game informer, video editor.
Damn it.
Eventually we're going to have a really cool studio. We did get our on-air sign installed, and that was a huge moment. The electrician came, and, you know, in like, radio booths and shit like that, so, you know, when they're on air, they'll have a sign outside the door, and, we have one, and I'm so proud of it.
Yeah.
So once we're like recording shit in there, I can flip on a light switch, and outside it's going to say on air. It's so cool.
Jason.
It's the little things that really get me excited.
So easily amused you are.
Yeah.
Cool. Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, not much.
Hey.
Hold on, something under my desk here.
what I do over the weekend? Not much. We just did the whole dinner thing on Friday. I went out for Mexican, then chilled. Saturday. Hiccup.
What was that?
It was like a hiccup. Hopefully that was the only one I'm gonna have. But Saturday we were looking for something to do and originally gonna go out and stuff. And they're like, you know what? Just stay in. And I decided to go into the digital world and rip all my CDs into iTunes.
Oh my God, Jeff!
Yeah.
Welcome to a decade or two ago.
Yeah. I have a lot of CDs, and I was like, it's just so daunting. I'm like, I gotta do this one day, and then we had nothing planned on Saturday. I'm like, you know what? Let's get some drinks, we'll order some pizza, and we'll just rip the shit out of these. Yep. And it was actually pretty fun, because we're going through all these CDs, and like playing them, because we just kept the whole, like, track list as we're like loading them on there just on random, so all these old songs and stuff that come, like, oh my god, I totally forgot like how good this CD was or this song or whatever. It's actually kind of fun. T probably passed out around 11. We started doing this at 6. I was up till about 4 in the morning. So
Holy god, dude.
I think I got through about 130 CDs.
Wow.
And
did you have a trip down memory lane and shit with T?
Oh, exactly. It was like, hey, this song reminds of this, and it was actually really cool. It was actually really fun.
That's pretty awesome.
Do you remember when we heard this on our first date, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was totally that. And yeah, it was kind of good shit. And then I got about halfway through, so I got about another, same amount to do within the next whatever. Maybe I'll do some this weekend. But it became addicting because.
Of course.
I was going to go to bed at like one.
Right.
Like, you know what? Fuck it.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about like progress. You see your stack like dropping down. It's like, oh, I'm almost done or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly what it is.
And I'm like, oh, there's more music. So I'm going to, let's do the E's now. Fuck it. Let's do them.
So what do you get through a letter at night or something like that? Hey, this works.
What am I ripping them to?
You're ripping them to iTunes, I guess.
I am doing it to iTunes because, the whole iMatch thing. The iMatch thing puts them all in the cloud. So I have access to my entire library on my phone or my iPad, no matter where I am.
Is this like a new iOS thing?
It is, but it is, you do have to pay for it. I think it's like $20 a year. So you can have up to 25,000 songs. But I was like, you know what? That's worth it. I'm like, I can have my entire library on my phone or my iPad without taking up any of my iPad or iPhone space at all. I'm like, that sounds worth it. So as long as I have somewhere with Wi-Fi or even 3G, I can stream from this cloud my entire library. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It's time to do this and then throw my CD somewhere, give them to somebody, do something. I don't know.
Okay.
But,
so you're going to stream it to like your phone and shit like that. And...
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking of, I've been looking into getting an Apple TV or some kind of, cause the whole, I was like interested in the whole Chromecast thing.
Yeah.
And then that was like that kind of piqued me. Like, that sounds kind of cool. Me and T have been looking for ways to kind of cut down our costs on cable and shit. So my first choice is going to be the Chromecast. And then, there's this whole thing on Facebook or whatever. But apparently, because it's Apple, the ITV will take anything I have on my iPad, like it literally mirrors the screen to it. And I was like, okay, well, that's kind of cool. Because if I just wanted, like, you know, watch a movie from there, it'll automatically stream it. Or apparently there's an app you can get it so it actually you can have your PC screen mirror to your iPad, which I can then communicate with the Apple TV so I can, like, get movies and stuff that way or shows so we don't have to pay for cable. Yeah. I don't promote pirating by any means, but cable companies fucking suck balls, and it's a lot of fucking money every month, so we're thinking about it. We don't know if we can finally do it, though, because we do like that whole, like, especially on, like, a Sunday afternoon, just throw the TV on while we're doing whatever, and just whatever comes on, be like, oh, this is cool, we just end up watching it.
All day? Cause
all day.
That's what we would do, actually, is, man, we'd turn on, like, Food Network or... And by we, I mean Lisa.
Yeah, and just watch like a million episodes of fucking,
and
like,
it was an all day affair, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, do we really need this? You know, we're not getting much out of the Food Network. We're not getting much out of the, you know.
Yeah.
So we got rid of cable, but, you know, then she just replaced everything with Reddit. So.
Well, that's all right then.
Hey,
that's
honey, like... what's going on Reddit right now? Are you on the Reddits? Yes. I figured.
Awesome. Anyway.
But no, man, cable's such a ripoff.
It
dude.
Really
it
is.
Such
really
a fucking ripoff,
it's
dude.
Crazy expensive.
We pay like $100 and something on cable every month. And this is like, well, why are we doing this? Like every show
you,
we can get.
If you can get all of your shows, like all the shows that you watch, if you can get them all in another form, then there's no reason to have it. It really isn't. And that's the thing. It's like, I just actually haven't done the research to determine whether or not I can get rid of my cable.
That's the same problem we have. And my also big problem is sports. So like Raptor games.
Yeah. I would miss out on, I could get like an HD. I can get like an HD.
Like a stream or something.
I was going to say I'm going to get an HD antenna and I can hook that up. But like I wouldn't get Monday Night Football because Monday Night Football is on ESPN and I wouldn't be able to watch it. So, I mean, it's a pain in the ass. It really is, but.
I don't know. We're looking into it. This is like the first step, just getting the CDs on there. Then we're going to think about the Apple TV, but we were going to buy one on the weekend. Like, no, let's not do that first. Let's do this whole music thing first and research it a lot more to see what we want to do.
Man.
Because go from there.
Next step, you guys will be getting rid of your pagers.
I can't get rid
of that. You're going to switch to digital band cell phones.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I'm sure we'll do that someday. Anyway, Chris. Have you joined the 90s?
It's my
late
turn.
90s?
Okay. So, not a ton's been going on, but, I actually got to watch. So, a new show came on this week called Marvel's The Shield.
Have
you guys watched the show yet?
I have not watched it.
I just watched it last night.
It is pretty good. I really like it. Crystal and I both watched it and, you know, it was like, all right, I'm actually, and my TiVo actually cut off like the last minute or two of the show and we were like, both like, oh no! So.
That's the best part, dude.
I probably missed out on something pretty big. I need to try and find it online or something like that. But, yeah, really, really good show. I was very happy to see Joss Whedon getting back into, the TV show. And, yeah, it was good to see the Shepherd as well. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Played some more pickup football today. That was fun. Only threw one interception this time. But
that's good.
Yeah, but I did throw like three touchdowns, so that's good. But yeah, I'm just really glad that we're doing that. It was a lot of fun, and it helps me to get it, you know, get out there and get moving again. And I'll tell you what, there's something interesting about the human brain. Because it's like, when I, you know, I'm just walking around the house, it's like, you know what? I'm 37 years old. My knees are bad. I can, you know, when I go up the stairs, I can feel them. I get out there on the field and it's like, I don't feel a damn thing.
You can feel your knees?
No, I mean, I feel like there's like pain in my joints every once in a while, like depending on, actually it depends on the weather. It's really weird how that works, but I get out there and we start playing football. I don't feel a damn thing. It's like, let's just play ball. And it's like, I feel great.
Adrenaline.
It is, and that's really what it is. It's adrenaline, and it's all, you know, a lot of that is all psychological as well. So, After about an hour today, I was, I actually felt my calf tightening up on me. So I was like, that's it. We're done. I'll get a little bit better. I'll get a little bit better each time we play. So, but yeah, it was really fun. I really, really enjoyed doing that. And, let's see what else. Only other thing is that, you know, work is busy. We're actually in the process of trying to push out, something into production. It's the first thing that my group has pushed out into production. So it's kind of a big deal, especially considering we don't even have everything we need to do testing. It's really weird how it all worked out, but it's like, basically we don't have a testing environment. We have to actually push it right to, like the piece right before it goes out into production. So that's unusual, and we're trying to correct that because of all the contractor work that we're trying to fix. But, yeah. And I started an NFL Pick'em League at GM at the Innovation Center. So that's pretty cool. Got about 20 people involved. It is innovative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really. A lot of people do that. But, yeah. So it's kind of not a busy week, but it's kind of has been a busy week. Oh, my daughter's walking. Did I mention that?
What?
Yes.
No, that's pretty cool.
My daughter is walking.
She's like, get me the hell out of here from you crazy people.
She does that.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it's pretty cool because she's like really, really excited about it now. It's like, cause Crystal and I'll just like sit across the room from each other and she'll just walk back and forth between us and she gets so excited and she'll she walks across the room with her hands in the air and this big dorky crinkle nose smile on.
Yeah.
And
dude.
You know, it's like, I love you, you know, and that's really all you can think is like, I love this little girl. So
she's like, freedom.
And that's right. Pretty much. But, yeah. So it's been a good week. It's been a good week. Yeah, that's about it. So let's talk about some games.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Jeff, why don't you go first? Good.
Yeah. Because I got,
I played some Rayman Legends. I'm still kicking away at that game. Still good. More Diablo 3. We talked a lot about that.
Jeff and I played last night again.
We did. And
which playthrough are we up to? Like 8?
We're on hell.
We're on hell mode. Yeah. So technically the third.
So that's like the 17th time playing through, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So, yes. I think it's the 16th.
Okay.
Somewhere 16th.
I have my character now the same level I have my max character at on PC and got there in probably about like 3/4 of the time.
Yeah.
And there's no Oxnos to deal with.
That's right. And yeah. You get cool loot and your blacksmith isn't fucking useless, which I found out yesterday.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you found a fucking kick ass.
Made one. Real quick. And I completely forgot what I was going to ask. Oh shit. Oh, are you missing the auction house for anything? Cause
no.
There are some things that I would have bought.
No, not at all. Okay. Not even like, a little bit.
I would buy gems early on. And I think that's really the only thing that I use the auction house for.
Yeah. But you get so much gems in this, you don't even worry about that.
Yeah, seriously, okay. not even missing it a little bit.
I don't think I crafted a single gem in the PC version. I craft them a lot in this just because you pick. I will say it sucks because, like, okay, let's put it this way. My 53 character on PC has the best gems in the game because I bought them on the auction house and has DPS probably about, by DPS I just mean damage. I don't know if it actually is like DPS. Probably around a couple thousand, no more than that. It's about 5,000 less than my character does in the PS3 version with lesser gems.
I should see what my PC character is at. Cause I hit level 60.
I was surprised at how weak he was. I was like, what the fuck?
I hit level 60 and as soon as I hit level 60, I went to the auction house and bought up a bunch of shit on PC, right?
Yeah.
And I actually got you have to. One of the things that I bought was a weapon that I'm pretty sure that it was like well over 600 damage. So I'm pretty sure that my wizard on the PC is currently stronger than my demon hunter, but I know that my wizard.
You have a bunch of shit on there that you bought.
Right. But I also know that my wizard was not as powerful as my demon hunter is right now at the time that I'm playing. Cause
yeah,
my wizard is in Inferno, is on Act 2 in Inferno. So I actually went through all of hell mode. And, you know, and picked up extra stuff that way. So, yeah, it really is like a ton better the way they have it right now.
Yeah.
And Chris, what were you saying about the blacksmith?
Yeah, so last night when Jeff and I were playing, we were talking about, you know, what damage level we were at and things that we find and stuff like that. And like, Jeff was at, I forget what you were at, dude. You were like 12,000, 13,000 damage or something like that. And I was like, oh yeah, well, I'm still around 9,000. I haven't gotten a new weapon in a while. So as we're playing, I pick up a new quiver and I equip that. That gets me up to almost to 10,000. And then we go back to town before we fight the Skeleton King. So I'm like, let me level up now that I have some tomes, let me level up the blacksmith once and see what he's got to make. And he had a new bow that I could make. I was like, well, I mean, you know, the bow, it tells you this is the base damage. And it's like, well, that base damage is less than what I've got right now, but I make it anyway. And like the weapon that I had equipped was like 269. And then the weapon that I created was at like 450. I was like, holy fuck. So I equip it and my damage, my DPS goes from like between 9 and 10,000 up to like 16.
And you got fucking lucky. I tried making the same type shit with my wand. I got nowhere close.
Oh, man. Like, oh, my God. I got like, it gave me like bonus fire damage. It gave me an extra damage modifier on there. It gave me bonus critical hit, like plus 40% critical hit damage. It was like, that's just nuts, you know? And then I went and put a gem in it and I got like closer to 17,000. So I think I went from like 15,000 to like almost 17,000 with that gem.
Good God.
It's just ridiculous. So we like walked up to the Skeleton King and I think we flicked him a couple times and he died.
Oh yeah, he died.
And this is on what difficulty level?
This is hell. On hell. This is on hell mode.
Okay.
There was still some times like there was, I don't know what it was. There was a couple times both you and Scott, because we played with Tanya's, well, I guess my future brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And you guys both got wiped by something. We don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, there was, I mean, you still get, I mean, that's the thing. It's like in hell mode, regardless of how powerful you are, right? You still get wiped by some elite and some champion mobs, you know, because they come out and in hell mode, they've got like four different abilities that they can throw out at any time. And I'll tell you what, if you get nailed by an arcane beam, you're pretty much dead. And that's kind of what happened to me. And I don't know what it was, but there's the scene where you go into, what is it?
It's, you're going to that little den thing.
Leia. Brings you into, and it was like Kane's, his like study or something like that, whatever it is, but it's like an underground thing. And we walked into there and it was one of those things where we were behind the wall. So all we saw was the outline of our characters. And apparently we just got attacked. Like Scott and I both got attacked by something huge and we couldn't see what happened. All I know is that the next thing that I saw was two gravestones. And I was like, oh, I guess I died.
So yeah, it was like, I was right in between you two.
Yeah. And I really don't know what killed us, but all I know is we went in at full health and then all of a sudden we were dead. So, you know, that still happens. It's not like the game is unchallenging. It's just that the challenging parts are further between, than they were in the PC version.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't dying every fucking 2 minutes like in the PC version on hell without having to buy good shit.
Right.
So Jeff, at one point, probably a few weeks ago, you were like, you know, maybe the loot and the strength is coming
too much
too soon.
Do
you
think?
Do you still think that's the case?
No.
It evens out.
It's getting to the point now where I'm getting like rares and legendaries that aren't necessarily from my class. So it's not like all the time now.
And some don't actually end up in his inventory.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I got that one. Wait, the second you left, Chris, I went and checked my shit and it was back.
Oh, really?
It's a shitty bow though. I was going to give it to you, but you can still have it if you want. I think it is like 318.
It would have been good at the time that you got it, but now it's not.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you can salvage that.
At one point, we were praising, you know, the loot system for giving us stuff that was geared towards, you know, our class, but you're picking up stuff for other classes. Is that frustrating?
I'm picking up both. Like, I'm still getting, don't get me wrong, I'd say every level, I'm still picking up at least one piece of equipment that significantly boosts my stats for my character.
Okay.
But a lot of the other stuff I'm getting could be for other classes or not boosting my stuff as much as I think. So to me, that's the perfect medium.
I want you guys to think about something really quick. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten something that wasn't gotten a legendary that wasn't for your class in single player?
Yes.
Have you? Okay. See, I haven't. The only time that I can remember ever getting anything that was not for my character class was in multiplayer, and it was for the other player's character class. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you would have got like a wizard playing with me. Well, yeah, I got that bow, which
The stuff I got
legendary that wasn't my class though wasn't stuff that it was like armor, it wasn't weapons. So I guess like a cape, for instance, for like a demon hunter.
Right, okay.
That kind of thing. But not a lot. It's just that some stuff isn't as great as I thought. Like
in
the early game I thought you got too many legendaries that were just like too good. And then I was like, oh, this is like, now I'm not even getting excited when I see a legendary anymore because I know what's going to happen every like 10 minutes. But now it's like, when I see one, now I'm like, oh, maybe it isn't going to be good for me. It's either going to be like not for my class, or if it is for my class, it might not be as good as what I'm wearing right now, what I'm using. So
I don't know. It's still pretty exciting for me.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Now it is, but it wasn't then. It was too much. It was like, why call it a legendary or rare when it's happening every 5 minutes? It's no longer a freaking legendary or a rare. But now I find legendaries are kind of like, I'll get like two in like 10 minutes and then nothing for like an hour.
Yeah, I mean, so yesterday, the entire time that we played, you picked up a couple and I only picked up one.
I picked
like
up two in the first 5 minutes we were playing.
Yeah.
And then another one.
And then you didn't get anything else. And then I didn't pick one up until close to the end of our session. So yeah, they space it out pretty well. You know, I am still.
It's a lot better than I initially thought. I thought it was going to be like that the entire game. Like so like. Every couple minutes, here's a rare, yeah. here's a legendary, but no, it's not like that.
I got to that point too, like, you know, early on you were like, wow, this is way too much, too quick, and I'm like, fuck you, you're nuts, and then like, a week later I'm like, shit, Jeff was right, fuck.
I still have not felt that,
Well, you won't now, because you're past the point where...
Yeah, now it's evened out, and it's like you're getting stuff that you need.
I will say, I'm salvaging a lot of fucking legendaries and rares, though. So
I have not salvaged any legendaries.
Is that just because they're legendaries, or just because you don't want to get rid of it? Like, I've salvaged them because they're literally not my class or way shittier than what I'm already using, so what's the point of holding on to them?
Well, how many alts do you have?
One.
There we go. So, yeah. I have, like, all of my slots filled out.
You have a million.
Yeah, exactly. So, I hold on to those, but.
Yeah, because you can give them to your other characters and stuff.
Right.
But I mean, like, for your main character, though, like, there was one time when I literally had, like, six legendaries. I'm like, that is crazy. That's, I have six legendaries that are in there that I'm not using. So and a lot of them are duplicates. Just basically different levels. So I put a couple in my stash, and when my monk gets there, he will get the hand-me-downs and be able to use those things.
There you go.
Yeah, just not now. But yeah, anyway, I'm sure everyone's sick of us talking about fucking Diablos, but,
get over it.
Really good. Other than that, I played some Rainbow Six Vegas on 360 because it was the free game, one of the free games this month.
Oh, yeah.
And that game just made me get kind of more excited for next gen, because when that game came out, I remember being like, this is one of the first games that truly I do not think could be done on Xbox and PS2. Now, when I played it last night, I was like, this game looks and plays kind of like shit. And every game, like a lot of games that are coming out on launch for PS4 and Xbox, I'm like, these games look awesome. Like graphic wise, they look really good. They play really cool. But 5 or 6 years down the road, those games will probably be like, those games are not that good. So I'm just got me hyped for this generation. I'm like, damn, if we think games look good, like now that are coming out, like Killzone and Titanfall and shit, fuck, wait a couple years and they'll be like, damn. Yeah.
Are you saying that we should wait a couple years before we get,
No. Just saying. No, not at all. I'm saying they look good now, but you know, 5, 6 years from now, we might be, you know, thinking something different.
That's all I'm saying
is there's a big gap that can be filled in with a lot of much better shit that we don't even know yet. That's basically what I'm getting at. Hmm. Yeah. Jason.
Yeah. Not too much. Yeah. It's been, like I said, kind of a head down week. I've been watching a lot of TV, shows. But we won't talk about those. If I've been playing anything, it's been Grand Theft Auto and, my feelings are still
this week?
Pretty much. What's that?
What do you think about it this week?
It's still pretty much the same. I'm hitting, lower lows and higher highs. Actually, it's still that weird roller coaster thing. And, I'll go from like, oh my fucking God, I hate this game, till, oh my God, I'm going to smash my TV, to, oh my fucking God, this game is awesome. And it just keeps fluctuating like that. And I mean, you know, I can certainly nitpick the fuck out of the game. But at the same time, it's like, it's it's like first and foremost in my mind pretty much all the time, you know? It's like, I can't wait to get home to play a little bit of this. And there's certainly those times where I'm just like, God, I don't really want to go through this storyline. You know, I don't care about these side missions, but man, I played a couple of missions just the other night, where they had like, you know, finally I've got all three of the characters right and I can switch between the different, you know, perspectives for those guys. And that's super fun, man. It's a big jump from, previous Grand Theft Autos in terms of like the gameplay, like, overall, I think. But, storyline wise, it's really not, I don't know. It's not as good as some of the previous ones. It's pretty light, pretty straightforward. But the gameplay is not leaps and bounds, but man, there's certain like super shining, sparkling moments where it's like, fuck, this is really, really, really awesome.
I heard that they took some cues from from Saints Row. Do you feel that? I don't know. I just heard that. I have a friend of mine who's been playing. Actually, Jonathan. You know Jonathan.
Okay.
He's been playing it. He says that he feels like they've pulled some ideas from Saints Row. So I don't know if that's accurate or not, but.
Yeah, I can't think of anything in particular. You know, what's weird is when I was playing Saints Row 4, I'm like, oh my God, this is the Grand Theft Auto that I want.
Right.
And then when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, I'm like, God, I kind of wish this was a little bit more like Saints. I can't say that, Grand Theft Auto has been trying to steal. They've been doing their own thing. And Saints Row is currently, they've made their own niche, I think. So,
right.
No, I wouldn't even call them super similar at this point anymore.
Okay.
But I mean, overall, I think I'm enjoying it, but yeah, the highs and the lows have gotten pretty extreme. It's very polarizing. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Okay. I'll give it one more week and see how you feel next week.
Yeah, exactly. And I might have it beat by then. Who knows? But, currently I'm not indifferent. I'm overall liking.
Okay. Cool.
A lot. Mostly. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Other times. Fuck you. God, that game. Ugh. All right. Move on.
All right. What else? I think we were on Jeff, right?
We are now.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So I think it's on Chris.
Oh, is it on me?
Now we go to Christopher.
I have nothing to add. The Diablo 3 is the only thing that I played this week. So, I did, as I told these guys offline today, I did decide that I think I'm going back to, Last of Us this week. Partially because of the leak of the alternate ending. And I'm really curious about what that was about. So now I want to beat the game and see that. So, you know, I need to get it done before we hit game of the year anyway. So, that's what we're going to do. You know, especially based on the things that you guys said about the game and Jason.
Oh, the game's fantastic.
And that's the thing. It's like, that's one of the things that gets me the most is because I know how much you didn't like Uncharted and how much you liked this game. And
yeah, totally.
That kind of speaks to a level, you know, about how this game was constructed. And, you know, I know that you don't like the big action movie scenes from Uncharted, but this one has it's a much more dramatic approach to that cinematic gameplay.
Yeah, totally.
That's one of the reasons I really want to get back to it. I've wanted to, and it's all been because of, you know, my personal situation that I haven't. But, now
are
that
you
that,
gonna start from scratch or?
No,
start
I'm gonna oh, start from where I was, it? I think. Okay. I remember it. I mean, the stuff that I saw pretty much stuck with me pretty well. So, you know, I'm gonna start where I left off and see where that goes. But, really, looking forward to getting back to it. That and DMC I need to get into again.
You really need to, sit down and just bang that out.
And, I know it's not going to take me that long. I just need to do it. So.
Yeah.
Besides, I need to go in and play something in big picture mode with a controller. I'm sure we'll get into that with news, Jeff.
News.
Why don't you take it away?
Well, Chris, that was a great segue because Steam.
Did I make a good segue?
That was a great segue.
The best segues are the ones that we call out and say, here's a segue.
Segue that just happened.
We are pathetic. Okay.
Announced their Steam machine or their Steam OS, if you will.
They announced both. They announced Steam OS and Steam machine. And that's kind of a big deal too, in general. But we'll get to
why
that.
Why is that a big deal, Chris?
Well, because in reality.
I'm done. That was the news. Now we explain it.
So in reality, okay. You can turn any PC into a Steam box.
They have their own Linux distribution that's geared towards gaming.
Right.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool. It's like, so Jeff, this is like if Microsoft said, hey, we are releasing the Xbox dashboard for whatever you want to use it for. You know, that's basically okay. the same thing. So SteamOS is literally.
How is that different than Steam then?
That's the point.
Kind of. Hypothetical.
Yeah, it's hypothetical.
Okay.
But, that's kind of the point. SteamOS is out there. You can download it and load it onto any PC you want and turn any PC you want into a Steam box.
But what does that do for people?
It allows you to have a Steam box. If you have a computer that you're not using, well, now you can use that and you don't have to worry about buying a Steam machine, for instance.
But you do have to worry about, like, specs and everything like that.
Well, I mean,
how is this different than just downloading Steam and using Big Picture Mode?
Because there's going to be a little more, focus, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like in Linux currently, there's only like a handful, you know, of games that are going to work. But with this new like distribution, you know, they're going to work, you know, closer with, you know, video card manufacturers and whatnot to iron out
and
a lot of the wrinkles
and stuff like that. Yep. So,
and you know, you're not going to have the overhead of a lot of the Windows shit going on. You know, there's, I mean, it's going to be less, you know, processor intensive and less resource management or resource intensiveness.
Yeah. And in reality, it makes it so that you can get good performance out of a less powerful PC.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. Cause I mean, SteamOS is going, first of all, it runs on Linux anyway, which has a smaller footprint and performs better than Windows anyways.
So I want to play Titanfall on a PC next year and I want to play, Crysis 4, all these big games. Does it still mean I have to go out and buy a new graphics card and more RAM and everything for my PC?
More than likely.
So it's all going to depend on
It's
all going to depend on developers though. And that's kind of one of the things about this is like, so in order to play things on the Steam machine, you would still need to have a game that is developed for Linux. Now, the one thing is that Valve has really been pushing Linux development big time because they've done, like a massive switchover with some of their games, where they've actually ported them over to Linux and found that they perform better on Linux. So they're trying to push developers to use OpenGL instead of DirectX and develop for a more open platform that will play on everything. A more open API that will play on anything. So this Steam OS and the Steam machines, if it takes off, will really help that initiative. So I'm excited about that.
Developers are currently, you know, afraid of, you know, switching over to that just because of like, market share.
Yeah. Market share.
Because of
and,
Linux. Linux is very, very like small. A small percentage. Right?
Yeah. It's pretty niche.
But if that gets
general.
Bigger, you know, they, you know, might be more enticed to develop.
So are they doing it for Linux because it's a more efficient OS, is that why?
That is mainly the reason.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's not like a new revolution of like, it's not the Steam box we were hoping for, I guess.
But it kind of is because Steam Machine is the Steam box we're looking for.
Well.
But it's basically, the thing is that there's multiple of them. So you can pick and choose which one you want. Does that make sense?
They haven't announced specs or anything like that. Yeah. And the fact that, you know, they're working with a bunch of different, manufacturers kind of scares me a little bit because there's going to be a lot of SKUs out there essentially. And that kind of gets away from what I really wanted out of this whole Steam box revolution is like a standardized, you know, platform.
Right.
So it's going to be all over the place. And that, I don't know. That's something that I'm less excited for.
It's
going to
segment the market a little bit. And
yeah.
it's
Android phones and shit.
Exactly. You know? It's really hard to tell what's going to happen with that portion of it. Mm-hmm. But regardless, this is something that no matter how this works out, it's not going to damage anything. It can only help, you know, in reality.
Yeah. I totally get that part of
so,
it. For sure.
We'll see where it goes, but.
We should mention that we've only gotten two of the announcements so far as of recording. Tomorrow, Friday, there's going to be the last bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, all signs are pointing to, you
know.
It's
obviously Half-Life 3, obviously.
No, I think it's just going to be, their controller. They've had a controller in development for a while, so.
Oh, really?
I'm sure that's going to be the third piece of it.
And, I was going to say, they're going to announce Half-Life 3 as a Linux timed exclusive.
We talked about that, yeah, a while ago. I think that would be a super smart move. But I don't think that's what it's going to be. We'll see.
It's not really practical, so. No. But I guess we'll see.
What else we got
here?
This actually originally, I talked to Jason briefly. I took this as a who gives a shit until I read what's going into it. The Microsoft announced their Microsoft Fitness channel today for Xbox One.
Yeah, that's actually getting like P90X and Insanity and shit. Yeah,
that's when I realized that's actually pretty cool. I thought it was just going to be like, oh God, like it's going to be, you can download Zumba Fitness and stuff like that, or like, not Zumba, because a lot of people like that too. Sorry, I know that's.
What?
It's just not whatever.
What is the stuff that Billy Blanks does? Is it Billy Blanks?
Yeah, Billy Blanks does. Tybo.
Yeah,
Tybo. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Tebow. Sorry.
Tebow. Oh God. So it's free. It's the same thing. Free with gold members. Obviously, you have to pay separately if you do not have Xbox Live Gold. So a lot of people out there won't care.
Back up a second, actually. So it's going to be free for Xbox Live Gold members, but after a while, it's going to be its own separate.
Separate thing, yeah. Yes. Yeah, at launch, it's free for gold members, and at some point, I guess you have to pay extra.
Are you guys going to pay extra for that?
God, no. No, I go to the gym, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But when I was doing P90X and stuff like that, it would be, because those videos are expensive if you don't want to rip them.
Yeah, they're like $130 for the set.
Yeah, they're
because I actually purchased P90X.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not cheap.
No.
So they're gonna have all those, and they're gonna have all the updates and stuff like that. It's basically gonna be like those things that get updated, and it's gonna be there for you if you want them. So I don't know if I will not use them honestly, unless I stop going to the gym and just start wanting to work out at home again. Which to me, I figured out that's not what I need to do. I just have no motivation at home for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fuck that. But if you're into that kind of stuff, which I'm sure 90% of the people out there who are buying these things probably don't. And, you can
then look into that. Yeah,
you can do that. Well, I know, Jason, I don't think seen the inside of a gym, so it's fine.
I've seen pictures and shit.
So technically you have seen the inside of a gym.
Exactly.
Just not in person.
Exactly. Oh, a game. Capcom, I don't know how we didn't mention this last show, but, oh my God, I'm going blank. I was going to call it Dragon's Dogma. It's not Dragon's Dogma.
Deep Down?
Down.
Deep Down is a free-to-play game for the PS4 exclusive. I think we did talk about it being exclusive, just not free-to-play.
Possibly. Yeah, I'm not sure if we mentioned that or not.
No, it has not come up as free-to-play. That's pretty
new. But it does require an online connection. So it's like one of those always online type things.
Uh-huh.
So you can't play it offline. Which leads me to believe that I think sooner than later, both Sony and Microsoft, or not necessarily Sony or Microsoft, but developers are going to go more towards the whole always online thing, just to, I don't know,
it's
kind of combat
them.
Their own shit. Yeah, because that's going to be one of the first games, or at least next year, and you'll need an online connection, even though if you're playing it single player or not. So
super interesting.
Yep.
I originally thought that game was going to be like a Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But it's moving more Dark Souls towards into like a Dark Souls multiplayer
with
experience.
Some sort of time freeze mechanic or something.
it takes place
in the future, which is really weird.
Like an Assassin's Creed type thing. I think that's as far as it extends, you know. But
it's an interesting concept for sure. So
definitely
we'll have to see.
So
it's gonna
be free to play. So check that. Hopefully it doesn't get microtransacted to shit. And speaking of microtransactions, GTA 5 online hits before we record next week, I believe.
Oh man, that's quick.
And they're gonna have some microtransaction there. You can buy money in the game with real money in your real life wallets. So, I don't know about you guys, that shit scares the crap. I don't not like microtransaction games only because I always feel I'm missing shit. That's why. I feel like, fuck,
yeah,
who's got
I
better
agree.
Shit than me?
I agree. So cause there's always hey, look at this new content that you can get for $10 or whatever, but
yeah.
You know.
It depends on how they structure it, I guess.
They
talking about multiplayer modes or something like that. That's kind of shitty, but typically microtransactions are just like this is going to be really separate from the game itself, right? So are we talking
it's
about
it's basically
like,
its own being. It's like its own thing basically.
So yeah. I'm thinking
but it's not free though. You still got to buy GTA 5 to play this.
Well, it's true, yes, but I mean, it's I don't think it's going to be like modes. You know, I think it's
well,
just
no,
going to be
the only thing they said is the money thing. That's the only thing they've come out and said. Yeah,
yeah,
it's yeah, outfits, maybe car, maybe customizing cars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's not going to be anything you can bring in from your single player game. It's going to be stuff like that, but. I just don't like that. I don't like microtransactions.
I don't like paying money for entertainment.
I do. No, I'm the exact opposite. I'd rather pay $60 and get everything than have a free to play thing where I'm just paying here and there because I'm the kind of guy who's like,
yeah,
fuck it. I'm going to pay the $6 anyway to get all the shit I can and be like, well, I didn't use half this shit just because I don't want to feel like I'm missing out on anything. Yeah. That's just me being insecure with my purchases. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck, I'm missing out on something. I need to have that everyone else has.
That's probably a struggle for developers though, because I think there's just as many people out there that are just the opposite. They're like, I don't really want to pay, you know, fucking $60 for a game. You know, I just want to, I either want to pay $0 or $10, you know?
Yeah. So they're like, which market do we go for?
Yeah, exactly.
And then free to play games, you're always reluctant to buy anything. You know, it's like, no matter how much value is in it, it's like, you're always, you know.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, well, no, it's a free to play. I'm not paying shit for this. I'm not giving them a dime.
How weird is that?
Money.
How weird is that? That I mean, and that is, I'm sure that is a common feeling too. It's like, oh, this is free to play. So I shouldn't have to pay for anything.
Right.
But you know, and then, but we'll go out and we'll drop $60 on a game. And it's like, all right, now let's play, you know,
play it for a weekend and we're done.
Yeah, pretty much. That was
just an unusual attitude. It's an expectation thing. And it's like, if you really want, so a perfect example is, you know, I put a lot of time into Star Trek Online back, you know, a couple months ago. And one of the things
when it was free to play, right?
Yeah, that's free to play. I never put a dime into it. And every time I looked at what was around, it's like, oh, I could buy this ship. Oh, it's, you know, like, 1,000, you know, Star Trek bucks or whatever the
space
fuck. Space bucks. And I was like, well, how much does that cost? And it's like, oh, $10. I don't want to fucking pay $10
for a ship.
Actually,
the currency in Star Trek, Chris, is not space bucks. It's actually Targaryen. I'm going to bring some Game of Thrones up into this shit. Targaryen dollars.
Do you want me to go nerd on you? I'll go nerd on you if you want.
No, don't.
Okay.
Please.
We're
already doing a podcast.
That's true. And I did bring up Star Trek. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's all perception because it's free to play and I got all this content and they're asking me to pay $10 for a ship. It's like, why is it $10 for a ship? But I've already gotten
ridiculous.
Well more than $60 out of this game. So why is
for
it
free.
So hard for me to drop $10 on something that I enjoy?
You're not the
so
kind
much?
Of person like, it's, I don't know. It's, if somebody saw, you saw someone
dude,
wearing
this is,
really
this
cool
could so be
armor.
This could so be a feature. We could do a feature
totally
on this
be.
Bullshit right now.
We should revisit microtransactions. I know we talked about it like years ago. And the fact
or
that
just,
I could say years ago is
just
really
free
scary.
To play versus full price or something like that.
We should
like
probably
that.
Do that. Maybe, okay. Maybe after the live show or a couple weeks after that. Cause we can definitely, let's stop this. Yeah, this is like a big tangent, but.
Did we just leave you guys hanging?
Down.
I'm sorry.
You can have to tune in later.
Microsoft came out today and said that they're sharing, clip sharing, you know, the DVR stuff, is also going to be limited as like the PS4 one where it's not going to be available on stuff like Facebook and YouTube right away. It's going to come shortly after launch. So,
nerd rage!
Crazy!
Oh, they suck! Oh my god!
Terrible. And the reason I want to bring this up is because the whole thing with these consoles coming out, it really showed me how ugly the freaking community can be sometimes. It's like if one company announces something and the other one doesn't say anything, they just assume
that it works.
That company is going to have
and
that.
I'll be honest with you. I've been guilty of that in the past too, but you know, there are certain things that it's just like, why is this even an issue?
Just last week.
Sony's doing it. Well, why can't Microsoft do it? Well, fuck, I'm not buying that system.
This is the opposite. This is like literally last week.
Is that what they say?
No, well, yeah, that's pretty much bang on. Like last week, Sony came out and said, well, yeah, we can't, it's not going to be the whole YouTube thing and stuff right away. But then all the people like on Xbox side were like, oh, you can't do that on PS4. That's fucking retarded. I'm not going to buy that. Just like Jason just said. But just because Microsoft didn't say anything about that doesn't mean it's going to happen. So a week later, they come out and say like, oh yeah, that's just not going to be available in our shit at launch either. Okay. Weird how that works, huh? Like, just Fucking wait till that shit gets in your home.
Yeah.
Wait. So, that's stupid. And there was more to this. So we were talking about this a little bit beforehand.
The time thing.
And,
yeah.
You know, you were talking about the time that they record, like the DVR, quote unquote,
timing. It, yeah.
And so what did you say about that?
Well, okay. Sony apparently came out the first and said, no, Microsoft came out first, said it was going to be 5 minutes. Then Sony came out, said it was going to be 15. And then right now I have, an article. This one's from GameStop, actually. And this is where it's like, again, wording can be very, very deceiving. So we have Sony saying you can do 15 minutes. Microsoft's come out and said you can do pretty much anything. He says Xbox One will automatically record the last 5 minutes of gameplay. So automatically it records the last 5 minutes. After 5 minutes passes, it resets the next 5 minutes. But gamers can say Xbox record at any time to begin a recording at any point in their game and then stop it whenever. And he goes on to say they can do as much or as little as they want. But is that as much as a little 5 minute clips, 15 minute clips as they want, or is that whatever? And it goes, and the whole thing is you read comments and stuff from these articles and just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Why don't you just fucking wait until the games are out?
And also
who cares? Like, well, Jason, I can't wait to see your fucking half an hour long video of you playing fucking, I don't fucking, I'm trying to think of a really,
yeah,
long
I
game
love
right
that
now.
Game, by the way. And, you know, what's actually kind of cool about the Xbox, sharing is, you can go back and record yourself, via Kinect.
Myself.
Yeah. And in a picture in picture type thing. So, like, yep. I could have, you know, gameplay footage of me playing, what the fuck's that game? I know
okay.
you love that
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I can go back and do commentary and I'd be like,
talk about how good that game.
Fucking give a shit over the video. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then upload that to YouTube or whatever.
That is cool. Well, here, and I'm sure
it's not ideal. It's a fucking janky workaround is what it
yeah.
is. So.
And it's also something, again, fixing to the last article. I'm sure everyone's saying, oh, look what you can do on fucking Xbox One. You can do commentary and video on your clips. You can't do that on fucking PS4. Well, you know what? I guarantee you,
next week,
PS4i,
you might be able to, yeah.
If you buy the PS4 fucking I, and guarantee you, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you can do that or shit too.
Just yeah, like, and that's the thing. It's like, we don't know that it's like that. And here's the real thing. It's like, people that make a big deal out of something like, oh, it's 15 minutes on PS4 and it's 5 minutes on Xbox One. It's like, who gives a shit? It's like, if you get
people
to,
that do Let's Play.
But that's the thing. It's like, if you get to a point where you do something really cool and you want to share it, chances are within 5 minutes, you're going to have an opportunity to do that. You know? And it's like, and even if you don't, it's like, just like Jeff, what you said, if there's the option to say Xbox record whenever you want,
anytime you want,
then you're going to be able to take that 5 minutes and drop it onto the hard drive. It's not like you necessarily need a 15 minute buffer to get the shit done.
Well, no, that the whole Xbox record thing would negate the whole 5 minute thing. Cause
that's,
5 minutes
that's
are
my
automatically
point.
Happening.
Right. Yeah. That's my point. Yeah. It's if you get to a point where, let's say you're doing a multiplayer game and you know, it's going to take a half an hour to get through this multiplayer game before you can actually share something.
My God.
So you just say,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Xbox
so
record.
Okay.
And it records the 5 minutes. And it holds that 5 minutes, plus it records more. So what's the difference? Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
it's gonna work.
Yeah,
just drop it. It's stupid. You know, there's no reason to argue about 15 minutes versus 5 minutes. There's no difference. It's fine. You know.
Yeah. And a lot of people are gonna use a shit at the beginning, and a lot of people will stop using it. It's gonna be mostly to be with your friends. Mostly you're gonna be like, hey, check this shit out. I fucking totally teabagged you. Send that over to Chris. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
and that's really most of it's gonna be, but. Yeah. In reality, it boils down to all this fanboy bullshit is just retarded. So
I will say, and I think Sony's kind of brilliant on this. I don't know if you guys watched the demo video of Sony, the Playroom.
I have not.
PS4. Because
no.
it's built in every PS4, but it requires.
Oh,
a
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard about that.
And it actually doesn't come with it. It doesn't come exactly, but it looks really cool. Like that really cool isn't like a cool game. It's more of like a toy. It's like little kind of demos type stuff we've seen before. But that's a really good idea to pack that in with every PS4, have it like preloaded on the system and get people to go out and buy that PSI.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. Like, I think a lot more people will buy one just because of that.
Yeah. Since it's not being, since the camera isn't being packed in anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Cool. Oh shit, guys. Okay. We've all played the legacy games. Like
Legacy
of Kain, Soul Reaver, that stuff. And we've talked about it many times on the show, how we want a sequel. or some kind of remake, retelling of said franchise.
As long as somebody besides Silicon Knights is doing it.
Do they still exist?
I think they do, technically. Anyway,
some and shit.
Company, Nosgoth, is gonna is announced. It's gonna be take place in the Kane universe.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Good.
It's free to play.
Oh, that's cool too.
No, well,
as long as you can actually play it, and it's not like.
Well, it's multiplayer, Chris.
Wait.
So there's gonna be one faction. Like vampires.
Okay. Against who?
Against humans.
Oh, okay.
And it's third person, and you're going to be fighting each other.
Wait. And so I can play as the humans? That sounds
fun.
You
can play as humans, or you can play as vampires.
Huh.
In the Legacy of Kain universe.
For free, though, right?
It is for free. Yeah, it is free.
Cause that spells quality. Typically.
I'm pretty sure everybody was asking for this game, actually.
We got what we wanted. We wanted a new Legacy of Kain game. And, mm-hmm.
We wanted it to only be multiplayer.
Right. We want to play it with all of our good friends who also love it. And we don't want to pay a fucking dime. And we all just, this is big. We should all just like, make signs that all say,
who gives a shit.
I'm changing up the who guessed. Fucking gives a shit.
Who fucking gives a shit?
When I've had a few drinks.
Yeah, I got excited when I saw that. Then I saw it. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this garbage? I mean, it might be good, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not Soul Reaver. It's not Legacy of Kain.
Don't give him so much credit, man.
Who?
I don't know who's making it.
I can't remember the name of them. It's a Square Enix joint.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. So, in other words, it's probably going to suck.
Oh, that's right. They do hold the license. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, it'll probably suck. Okay.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't either.
No, to be honest,
multiplayer Legacy of Kain, first of all, I don't give a shit about that at all.
Footage didn't look bad. It just nobody asked for this. It was like Shadowrun on 360. Like everyone wanted a new Shadowrun game. Nobody wanted the Shadowrun game to be a fucking multiplayer only first person shooter.
Fuck no.
It's like who the fuck wanted that? You know?
Not me.
No one. So yeah. Anyway, that was the news, guys.
Hey, good job.
Microtransaction, that shit. Right back to the next fucking half.
Jeff, I'm impressed. There was a lot of shit in news this weekend. I think you pulled it out. Good job.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Speaking of shit.
Let's take a break.
I gotta take one.
All right. So when we come back, we'll talk about other forms of gaming media, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and we'll talk about the live show. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Coolio.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Whoops.
Get out of the way.
Okay. So today we are talking about alternate forms of video game media, other types of media that are based off of video games. We got a whopping one email. I even delayed it a week and you motherfuckers couldn't send emails on this topic. Come on.
Oh, don't get mad.
I'm not mad.
It's okay. Actually, the person who actually came up with this didn't send an email either.
Oh, really?
They were just curious.
Just click.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you guys think about this?
Just wondering.
I have no opinion. Just, what do you think?
Cool. So, so we have the one email. So why don't we read that first and then we'll get into
sure.
it.
Sure.
Let's.
Who wants to read it?
Hey, I'll read
Jason.
It.
Go for it.
It's from Sean Rick Jupido.
Our most loyal listener.
He said,
"Oh, I don't know.
For the most part, I don't give a shit about the media that is extraneous of a video game franchise. I was at a comic book store about a week before The Last of Us came out and asked out of curiosity if they had the comics, and when they didn't, I wasn't too disappointed. I also saw the cool artwork on the cover of the Darkness comics, but it didn't interest me enough to actually buy them and read them. Honestly, I think that video games should stick with what they do best in providing fun gameplay. And if they happen to have a good story, so be it. Even the best video game stories out there can't hold a candle to stories told in other mediums at the moment. So I'd rather them provide an experience that only video games can provide. When games can start telling stories on the level of Breaking Bad, give me a call. But until then, can we just please focus on making games fun to play? On a side note, this question kind of inspired a question of the week idea from...
Oh...
Okay. I couldn't care less about Grand Theft Auto 5, but one of the things I do like is the crazy radio channels they have when you're driving around the city. If I could just buy a CD with that on it and play it while driving in real life, that would be awesome. So basically my question is there any part of a game that you wish could be ripped out of the game and sold to you separately? Sean Recupido. That actually that kind of ties in, I guess.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
So that's totally pertinent.
Topical. I would do that. What he just said right there. I don't know if you guys remember when Vice City released. Before the game was released, they actually released the soundtrack. It was like a 4-CD soundtrack. Vice City, like all those 80s songs and shit.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but
it was it was crazy. Anyway, it was like that was like the coolest shit not of that game, but it was all like cool 80s songs. And like he says with the whole radio stations, I find that always amusing in like any game when there's like the radio stations, but I feel I never listen to enough of them to hear it all. I'd rather listen to it all like in one shot, like a radio show, and I would totally buy that. Totally, if they just rip that
kind of like a soundtrack.
Yeah, but I don't know if soundtracks have it, though.
If only you can get soundtracks. Made that for sale.
But are the radio stations on there though?
Yeah.
Are they? Okay.
Well, I mean, not like the commentary.
I'm like the Laszlo. Yeah, that's what I want. The commentary type ones, like the talk radio, like Laszlo and shit like that doing that. That's what I want to hear.
You know, they actually do for the previous games. They do have like a bunch of Spotify channels set up, where you can just kind of, you know, click on that particular channel and listen to it just as you would like in game.
Oh,
so it's the songs
cool.
And it's the commentary and shit like that. And it's really, really neat. I should find that and link you guys.
I do want to say to Sean though, the Darkness actually started as a comic. The game's based on the comic book.
Right.
So the video game is actually the secondary media, not the comic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But,
I can't say that I've had, much luck finding anything that's really cool that's like video game related in like a different medium, with the exception of some of the Street Fighter comics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, comics are a good place to go for alternate forms of media with video games. Like I have a couple of the Mass Effect graphic novels and, you know, those are pretty good, you know. I mean, it's all about, you know, the one thing that I do like about that is they can break out of the shell of the video game and just tell a story, you know? So if you're looking for that, then it's a good outlet for that. Rather than going and watching a movie based on a video game, which will suck. Comics and graphic novels tend to be better.
It's weird though. We kind of say that like video game stories don't really hold a candle to most like Hollywood movies, but then we get a Hollywood movie come out that's based on that and it's completely different and it's so much shittier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, is it shittier because the video game story shitty, or is it shitty because it's shitty? It's kind of both. They're both kind
of
shitty.
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, probably like Hitman, pretty bad. Yeah. Entertaining movie, but had nothing to do with really the game, and the story was meh.
In reality, it's like the, I watched them all because of Mila, but the Resident Evil, like the first movie was pretty good. Second movie was, it was alright. After that, it was kind of like, what are you guys doing? And, you know, I still watch them, but. Yeah, it just kind of went downhill from there.
Children of Men is the best fucking Half-Life movie ever made, and what's that game that movie called with Denzel Washington? Gary Whitta wrote it.
Oh, is the best talking Fallout. About the Fallout movie? Yeah.
Is the best Fallout movie. Like, they could have just called that Fallout, and it would have been fucking fine.
People are screaming at us right now, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I just watched that pretty recently.
That's a good movie. I really
enjoyed it.
And really, I mean, it helps that it's Denzel Washington, and he's fucking awesome, so...
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Jason?
Really interesting twist in that
movie.
Oh,
I thought you said the name of it.
I 100% agree. There is a very, very good twist in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that I did not see coming at all.
I didn't see coming it's like every other twist. It's like you don't see coming the first time, but then you rewatch the movie, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, and you see, like,
not
They pointed it out there. Yeah. They pointed it out there. And it's
a spoiler by saying that there's a major twist in the movie?
No, it's not a spoiler, but just don't tell them what the twist is.
Some people get crazy about that shit, so.
Oh, well, they can fuck off. That's not a fucking spoiler. Everyone gets so sensitive about spoilers now. It's like, if you're not revealing any kind of information, it's like, there's a twist. Oh, my God. Unless you feel like you can know the twist right away when you see it, then I'm sorry. You're a fucking smart person. you're going to look for a twist. But the thing about a good twist is you ain't going to see it even when you're looking. Because everyone knows that friend. Oh, it's going to be this. Oh, this is going to it's going to be this.
Yeah.
And in a movie, you're like, yeah, it wasn't any of those.
Right. And then it'll get to where they show it. And it's like, wow, I was way off.
Yeah.
I don't keep those people in my life. people that talk during movies.
Why is this really? I can't remember the name of the fucking movie.
Yeah, neither can I. That's okay though, because we have a feature to talk about. So what other mediums can we talk about?
Well, I mean, the big one for me
is comics and movies. And
yeah, graphic novels, the big one for me is music, of course. Uh-huh. I mean, that's really the one that's the one form of media that I consume the most often when it comes to like video games. Based media, and it wasn't until recently, actually, it wasn't until a few years ago when I really started to get into it. And it was things like Proto Men that really got me, you know, because Proto Men it's based off a video game, right? But that actually got me to appreciate actual soundtracks of games more.
Book of Eli.
That's it.
Yes.
But it actually got me, respecting more of the actual music in the games. There's a lot to be said about that, in my opinion. So,
yeah, that's true.
That's the big one for me. And it's like, I love going to OC Remix every week when I edit and looking at, let's see, what kind of remix am I going to throw in there now? And it's just interesting stuff to see, you know? I love it. I love it.
I'm big on video game soundtracks. Yeah. Anytime I can get a hold of one, I spend a lot of money at like something digital, and they'll release like official soundtracks and shit like that. And, man, I love getting the soundtracks to games in like the Humble Bundle or like on goodoldgames.com.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too. Yeah.
I eat that shit up.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, regularly. Even the Humble Bundle is a great source for them too, because if you get one, you almost always get at least three or four of the soundtracks. You know, it's like right now they've got six games up and they've got five of the soundtracks, you know, and that's pretty awesome.
I must be in the minority here about that kind of stuff.
Fine. I mean, you just started ripping CDs to a digital format. Maybe
that's right. Haven't caught up yet.
I don't know. Soundtracks, I like playing when my video game. There's a couple of soundtracks that I will enjoy listening outside of the game, but not too many. Like,
right.
A lot of the Symphony of the Night has a great soundtrack. Like, there was one soundtrack I got. I remember specifically, like, a few years ago when I was helping another department. Was it the Blaze Blue? I think it was Blaze Blue. That had a pretty good fucking soundtrack. I remember listening to that at work. People being, what the fuck is that? Like, nothing.
Some cool anime stuff, you know.
Yeah, you know. You know, anime fighting games, you know. Good soundtrack.
I'm multicultural.
Good times. Yeah, I don't really, I have a bunch. Like, I got at the King of Fighters one. I've never listened to that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not big into that kind of stuff. I'm not big into, like, the whole feature. I'm not big into a lot of other side, unless it's like something that's,
like, I'm trying to really find something that Jeff's secretly into, like, and
he
doesn't know about it.
That was one of the things I was going to ask, is like, Jeff, you're so into Halo. Have you ever read any of the novels?
I read one. I read the Reach one just because everyone kept telling me the Fall of Reach that is actually like pretty good. And if you like Halo, it's actually a decent novel. So like, fuck it. Like years later, I finally read it and I really enjoyed it, but I haven't gone back to read any of the other ones.
Right.
I got the graphic novel because I was hyped up for Halo 3 and I got that and it was good. It told some good side stories, but, there was another one I was going to talk to you. Jason just said something that kind of.
While you're thinking about that, do you think things like action figures and statues?
Oh, but okay,
bust,
that stuff is really cool. I haven't actually bought one that didn't come with like a limited edition. I think that counts with what we're talking about. Like, kind of, maybe,
yeah,
does
I
it?
I think so. I mean, medium is a broad sense, you know, yeah. But it's something. Yeah, I think it kind
that
of
that stuff I'm very interested in. I even Tanya, like, she'll back me up. The only reason I haven't done that is because we just don't have the room or a good display case in our apartment. Yeah. Like when we get like a house, then yes, I will totally dive into that shit because I love that stuff. When you get like a good detailed like diecast type like figurine or something, like that is really freaking awesome in my mind.
Sure.
But yeah, haven't started that yet.
We're gonna get you some wall scrolls.
I have a wall. Actually, the one wall scroll I have, dude, is the one I got in this Fest 1, the Muramasa.
Nice.
That's the first.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I totally get into figures and shit like that too, so.
I did watch the, which was, I thought was really good, the Halo, it was like an episodic thing. Why can't I remember the name?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Wasn't that the one they broadcast directly through Xbox Live or something?
Yes, and there was, yeah. It was episodic, and like, it came out on Blu-ray, and it came with...
Yeah. It was part of
that. That's actually really freaking good, like, okay. Really good. But that's, like, few and far between. And the Street Fighter anime movie I really loved. But it's... To me, it's, like, very... I gotta really be into something to check it out. I really don't care about a Mass Effect comic.
Yeah.
Or, like,
right.
You know.
But,
like,
but there are
Gears
those that
comic.
Are super into Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that,
yeah.
That totally would get into that. I don't
yeah.
know. There's,
I mean,
there's
that
definitely
was me, so.
It, but, I don't
yeah,
know.
There's
I
definitely
think
a market out there for it.
I think it works best in a comic book space more than anything, but.
I would agree with that. And the big thing about, like, video game movies, as far as I'm concerned, is, like, one of the reasons they always do so badly is because they don't stay true to what the game is.
Well, it's tough, you know? Too, because, you know, that's such, an interactive experience, and it's a 30-hour sometimes. Well, I mean, most games today are, like, 10 hours, but still, that's, you know.
But even still, that's a lot longer than a movie.
Right, than a movie.
Exactly.
But, I mean, at the same time, you're not telling story the whole time, either. You know, I mean, a lot of the gameplay portions of it could be reduced, you know? So, like, action sequences in Mass Effect don't have to be, you know, a half an hour long. They could be, like, a quick minute or two sequence, and then all of a sudden you go into the next story sequence or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a lot of fat you can trim off of that to stay true to the movie. And, true. Like, one of the movies that, okay, so here's a movie that actually did stay true to what it was. And I thought it was
Silent Hill.
Pretty good. No, I wasn't going to say Silent Hill was a good movie, though. Don't get me wrong. I did think that was a good movie, but I didn't play the games, so I can't comment on that. Mortal Kombat is what I was going to say. It stayed true to it. The first one was pretty good. Second one was ass.
First one was decent.
Yeah, the first one was okay. Second one was ass, but the first one stayed true to what it was. And
it was more true to the game than Street Fighter the movie was.
Oh my gosh, Street Fighter the movie was like the most horrible thing ever.
You shut your mouth.
Jason, did you play Street Fighter the movie the game?
Oh
yeah,
my
god. Every once in a while I still play it.
Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
I may have bought it recently, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Jeff, we might need to seriously consider a new host on this show.
An intervention at the very least.
That's right. We need at least an intervention.
I played that on Sega
Saturn.
It's
like, Jason, that's something you awesome. Don't admit to, okay?
Yeah, especially you.
At least say why, that. Dude? What are you doing?
Yeah. fucking cheap cash-in grab thing. No, yeah, I'm terrible.
Just tried to be like Mortal Kombat.
God, it's so awesome. Died. I gotta admit that Cammy was pretty hot in that game. So
Kylie, fucking what's her face, Kylie Minogue, yeah.
But so what else do we have in this feature? So you guys mentioned action figures, and I'll admit that I'm looking at an action figure, a Heavenly Sword action figure right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still packed up and it's on display. But
oh, you have one?
Yeah.
I thought you meant you're looking at one like online.
No, I have one. I actually have one. It was a gift, though. I think John got it for me.
The one that came with, even though it's not necessarily video game based, but Batman Arkham City. I got the limited edition one that came with the Batman figurine. Look at him right like now. He's right underneath my Skyrim dragon. Right. Those are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good things. Like, those are some of the best limited editions, I think, that came with something that was actually, like, looked cool and had weight and weren't just cheap plastic and shitty paint jobs.
Yeah. My Skyrim dragon is still in the box because I don't have any place to display it. So I want to make sure that it stays nice, fresh. But yeah, that dragon is ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Travis really came through for me because I got that set for about $80, man.
Nice.
It was pretty awesome. Nice. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, there are places for it. And, you know, I actually have, it's kind of a collector's item, but I have like one of those little, those punching dolls. I have a Galleon punching doll from Lunar. So that kind of fits in there too, I think.
What the fuck's a punching doll?
You know, where you put your fingers in and you can actually make him punch with his fists. You know what I'm talking
puppet.
About?
Oh, yeah,
it's a little punching puppet.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. But I have one of those.
Would you guys actually search this shit out, though, outside of that? But, like, well, you said you like interactive comics. Would you actually, like, if they said, Chris, okay, I know I can't do that as an example. I have to do something that's you like but don't love. Like, if there's, like, there are Uncharted comics. Have you bought an Uncharted comic?
I have not bought an Uncharted comic, but I did buy a Mass Effect comic.
Oh, you did buy one?
I bought a Mass Effect graphic novel. Huh. You know? And
was it any good or?
It was pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I want to go back and read it again because it's like, it's one of those things where I don't really absorb everything at one time, mm-hmm. but the first time through. But, yeah, I mean, it's good. The art was, high quality. I really thought that they did a good job with that as well. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it. You know, it's a big part of actually enjoying the comics. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, we talk about, like, you know, action figures and Jeff's love of wall scrolls and shit like that. Those are just kind of flying our freak flag. But, I mean, it's not really expanding upon, like, the universe or anything like that.
No, it's not at all.
And maybe that's what the question was really about, is,
expanding the universe?
Yeah, how far, you know, deep down the hole do we want to go? But,
yeah,
I don't know.
It really depends on the universe. I mean, I would buy, like, Castlevania comics. I don't know if there are any out there. I probably shouldn't have said that because now someone's going to send me a link and I'm going to be like, oh, I have to buy all of these.
They had some Captain N, comics that, those really, really fleshed out the Castlevania universe.
Those do not count. I don't even want to hear that.
I don't really care about that stuff. And with reading The Fall of Reach, I think I appreciated Reach the game way more because a lot of people were like, oh, the storyline in that game, like, wasn't that great or whatever. And I'm thinking, like, no, it was fucking awesome. The reason I thought it was awesome is because I read the novel beforehand. Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't based on the novel. It was based on the sub story that happens in the novel. And I was like, that's really cool how they put the two together. But if I didn't read that novel, I wouldn't have that, like, opinion on the story of the game. And I think that's a big problem with a lot of games that do too much of this. I think Halo's one of the biggest, again, what's the word I'm looking for? I do this all the fucking time. They do something all the time. Anyway, fuck, this is really gonna bug me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I don't either. Like, I would give you a suggestion, but I'm completely lost right now.
Okay, so like when someone or something does something a lot, they're the biggest, so Halo does this a lot. They basically take a lot of their story and expand it into novels and comics and whatever. Notorious does work. It's not the word I'm looking for, but Notorious totally works. But yeah, like Bungie and Halo is notorious for taking a lot of the story and putting it into stuff that is not the video games. And they expect people, I guess, to take this in and you consume it and then understand more about what the games do and the game stories. Because the Halo 4 fucking story is ridiculously convoluted, doesn't make sense, or whatever, but then you read on forums, oh, well, totally, if you read this book, you know that the didact is this good.
Talking about the pretentious bastards that think they know.
Do you want to be that asshole, Jeff? Do you want to I
enjoyed Halo 4,
but the novelization was so much better.
Well, I guess you missed what I said 3 minutes ago.
I just wanted to do that
when
voice,
I said I don't care about that other shit, and I wish that the game makers would just focus more on making their games more like A to B to C, like the story in the actual game, and I have to use other media to flesh out that story. Is what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's kind of
the funny thing is like I'm actually a fan of some of the lore type stuff. Like, not necessarily actually telling me other stories, but
yeah,
maybe give me some information, some background on the world itself. And, a game that comes to mind that did this really well is, Kingdoms of Amalur actually had,
okay.
And you could find a lot of the information online, right? It's like you didn't have to go out and buy books or anything like that, but there was a lot of lore that, about that war, that world that was interesting. And that's some of that type of stuff that I like and I enjoy consuming. So. Not sure how you guys feel about that, but.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. If it's not in the game, I'm usually, unless I'm really hyped give a for shit. That. Yeah, it's true though. It's, unless I'm really, really hyped for something, I will not, like, I would have never bought in that, novel or the Halo graphic novel or any of that shit if I wasn't like, it was the hype of the game coming out that got me to do that.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, yeah, that's that. The only reason.
So like, cross promotional tie-ins. That's what it seems
yeah,
like.
Yeah, pretty okay. much.
Yeah, that I'm probably not into.
No, I'm not a fan.
Okay. Cool.
Haven't done it in a while, but the only times I have bitten were times like that. Or instances like that.
Yo, more McDonald's Happy Meal toys. I will buy that shit.
Oh, hell like crazy. Yeah. Give a comic and those things? Fuck yeah. I'll eat four McNuggets.
I just like water. Little toys and shit. I'll go out and I'll be like, I don't want a Happy Meal. I just want to buy the toy. Can you hook me up with some of the toys? And I will buy them, and then I'll lose them somewhere, but.
I think notorious was the word I was looking for. Thank okay. you, Jason.
He just didn't think it was the word he was looking for.
Nah, yeah. That can't be right. That can't be.
I got too confused for a second. I'm like, yeah, no, I think that is.
Alright, should we,
it's a confusing topic.
Have any last sentiments? Any last comments?
I don't think so.
No, I think we're good. I mean, yeah, a lot from of stuff me. That we see is, kind of expanding upon the universe and, unless you're a huge fan, unless it's like a rich universe, unless you have a really good writer, I think a lot of people skip that shit over, but.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think so too.
It does have its market, but it's a much more niche market, so.
Yeah.
Guilty also works.
Yeah.
Halo was guilty of doing that.
That's okay.
That
they are guilty of that.
Guilty, notorious,
and. Notorious sure. sounds better.
Yes.
All right, let's do new
I feel
releases.
Better now.
Cool.
Yes.
Alright, for PS3, we are getting NBA 2K14. Rain is coming out on PSN. And let's see if I actually have dates for any of
and
these
rain,
other things.
And the rain came down, down, down. Keep looking while I'm singing.
Batman Arkham Dual Pack.
Piglet.
And I think that's it. So everything else says Q3, which okay. means that it's not coming out. 360 is getting NBA 2K14. Let's see. More
There's
Q3 stuff. ARES Extinction Agenda EX. I'm not sure what that is.
What?
Batman Arkham Dual Pack. And that will do it for 360.
Arkham Dual Pack is City and Asylum together,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes. It is. 3DS is getting Etrian Odyssey Untold, The Millennium Girl, Rune Factory 4. And that's it.
That is a lot of RPG.
That's a lot of RPG. That's right. Let's see. Vita is getting, nada. Vita has five games listed that all say Q3 2013. So, it's getting nothing.
Nada is actually the prequel for what's that fucking game?
One.
Yep.
All right. So pick of the week. I got nothing, man.
That's funny, dude.
If you don't have any, if you don't have the Batman games, go get the dual pack.
I am going with 2K14, so let's be good.
Yeah, I know you are. I know that,
I'm a basketball guy, I have to.
Well, I mean, I know that NBA 2K14 is, or 2K has been pretty awesome in the past for you anyway, so.
I'm waiting for the next gen versions though. I'm not going to get it on the PS triples or the
Oh, really?
Xbox
Do you know when it's coming out? Is it coming out launch?
It's a launch. It's a launch okay. for both.
Cool, yeah. cool. All right, good.
When is FIFA coming out? Or is it out already?
That came out already. It came out it did? Today, okay. 2 days ago, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool. All right, let's do emails and it is questions.
Yeah.
All right, we have one email. Let's do that first. Who's doing that?
Okay. Jason.
Oh, me again?
Yeah, I don't have the emails pulled up.
Got it. All right, so this is our regular email segment. I'm pulling this up as well, and I think I have it. This
okay,
is from
so we have-
BBBAAADDD777666.
Bad.
Bad.
777,666.
Hello, Indus. This is my first email to you great guys, and I know you're going to be hitting the 300 episode. Congratulations on hitting this number. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you gentlemen this question. I already had my PS3 die on me a week before my birthday in July. It's been 2 months already and want to get it fixed, but do you think upgrading the fan in the PS3 would make it run cooler? By the way, I've had my PS3 for 6 years this year. Wow.
Jesus.
It would have been 7 years old.
All right. So I experienced
upgrading the fan
recently.
Okay.
I would say just get a new one. Especially now that they have the 12 gig, that's $200. Just pull that fucking hard drive out of your old one and put it in the new one. What I would say is go online to YouTube and find PS3 hairdryer trick. That will, if you got the yellow light of death, chances are that will bring it back to life long enough for you to get your shit off there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that works. That actually worked for me. Term.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely not a long-term solution, but it worked for long enough for me so that I could get all the stuff that I could back up. I was able to back up, and anything I wasn't able to back up, I was able to get up to the cloud. So it actually held out for long enough for me to do all of that, which is impressive because it actually took a long time. I've got like save files for over 100 games on there. So, I would say go do the hairdryer trick, get your shit off that hard drive, go get one of the $200 ones and just drop your hard drive in there and be done.
Also, deactivate your system.
Yes.
If you can get online.
Oh, yeah, make sure.
If you can do it, deactivate your system. Because the only other choice is to call them up and say, hey, I need you to deactivate all of the systems on my account.
There is one of, you can do deactivate all online, but you can only do it like once a year or some shit like that.
6 months, I think.
6 months?
Yeah, it's six
something
months,
like that.
I literally just did it. Yeah. You gotta do,
It's super dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. It's not worth it just getting it fixed or whatever because it's probably going to die again. Just buy a new one. Go for it.
I wonder if it's one of the old, like, 60 gig ones. Backwards compatible ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what mine was. It was hard losing that thing.
Yeah. I still have mine. My 60 gig, the backwards compatible. It's, died at IndusFest.
Yeah, I remember that.
A number of years ago. I don't want to give that sucker up. I gotta get it.
No, I still have mine. Still works. It's loud as fuck, but it still works.
Yeah.
So. Keeping that a bit for a while.
Cool.
Well, thank you.
Is that really his first email to us? That cannot be his first email.
Maybe it is. I know he listened for a while. He's part of Retroids. He's back in Retroids now. I see him all the time in the show box.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Fucking getting old and forgetting shit. It's been like 6 years. It's crazy. Fuck.
Cool. Hey, let's do Indus questions.
Alrighty, the first one comes from Mr. Biff Sticks, Jeff Swanson. He says,
"Yo,
and his questions. If you're going to participate in the Amazing Race, who would your partner be?"
What the fuck is that?
You know what the Amazing Race is?
No.
Okay, quick rundown. It's you basically have a partner, a wife, fucking child, brother, sister, whatever. You go race around the world. You have to do a bunch of different fucking stunts and shit and stuff to keep going. It's a pretty cool show.
Okay.
Basically, someone you want to basically spend, if you do the entirety of the show, it's probably like a couple months with, and do a bunch of physical and mental puzzles while going all the way around the world. It's basically a race. Yeah.
Okay. It's not somebody that I want to, like, you know, throw to the zombies that are chasing us, right?
No, you do not want that. No.
All right. So somebody good that's going to challenge me, not placate me.
Well, no. The Amazing Race is a team thing, so you want someone who's going to help you.
You're on the same team.
Yeah.
I want them
to challenge me, so I'm at the top of my game.
Exactly. You don't want them. Yeah. You want to be carrying the weight. You don't want them to be carrying the weight. You don't want to be fighting too much. You kind of want to. Who brings out the best in you? Who brings out the best in you, Jason? And you're under the pressure, fucking week to week, day to day, to do this shit.
I think I would have to clone myself.
Oh, come on.
Nobody else challenges me.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Man. Oh, God. Me would just. We would rule that race. It would be amazing.
It would be an amazing race.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's my answer.
Alrighty. Chris.
My clone.
That's a tough one. probably would, I'd probably want to do it with my best friend Ralph, cause he's very mechanically inclined. So if there's anything necessary for that.
Oh yeah, you guys could compliment one another.
Yeah, I've got the computer side and he's got the mechanical side and, you know, neither of us are super athletic, but we can hold our own, you know, so, mm-hmm. and, you know, both of us are pretty resilient, I guess you could say. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think that would be a good one.
That would be a good team.
My initial pick was, of course, going to be Tanya, but then I realized we have a lot of the same fears, which is not good, because this game is like we're both afraid of heights, both afraid of shit like bugs. And it's like a lot of this shit has to do with like you got to climb this fucking thing or rappel down this thing that's like fucking 16,000 meters, miles high. And I think we just argue over who does shit. I don't think that would work. I think we'd do good in the puzzle type stuff when it comes to the physical shit, like with our fears. Same fears, we can't, again, Jason, you haven't seen it. You have to pick someone to do each task, so then you have to kind of go back and forth. So that wouldn't work for us, because it would basically come down to, we're both afraid of heights, so neither of us want to do this fucking shit, so let's just give up and go home.
Well, see, the big, okay, so this is something that kind of, I don't know why I think of this, but when it comes to TV shows like that, it's like, you're on TV, all right? So, I understand that, you know, people have fears, and everybody does. But the thing is that, because you're on TV, they're not gonna let anything happen to you. So.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I understand, but it's, it's one of those things that you should, you know, hopefully there's a little bit more security there.
It's not security that I'm worried about in a heights thing. It's more of a...
Oh, it's a psychological thing, absolutely.
It's totally psychological.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They can have a million fucking...
It's like, I remember when we went into, where did we go? We went to, one of the towers that had the glass floor.
Oh, CN Tower.
Yeah, so we went to the tower, and I was just standing on it, and I was looking down, and I was like, this is cool, and you were like, I don't know how you're doing that.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I was like, let's have a couple beers first, then maybe.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, though, man. It's interesting.
No.
But,
I'd probably have to go with, my buddy Derek, which, coincidentally enough, he actually edited the Canadian version of Amazing Race that just aired.
Oh, really?
Just cause, we're just he's one of my good friends, and.
That's pretty cool.
We have totally opposite kind of like fears, shit like that. And I think we'd just be more fun on the show together, just bantering back and forth. And we'd eventually get our own show because of that. So that's what I have to go with that. That's what I'm sticking with. I would not go on that show. I'd fucking shit in my pants with so many things.
Who would be your Double Dare partner?
Oh, man.
Wait, doesn't it have Double to be Dare. Like family members or something?
I think it might have to be family members. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got my sister or my sister.
Well, I mean, you can
my dad sister, won't. My dad sister, would be like,
you're dumb.
Tanya's family at this point. I think that would qualify.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
I would
totally do Double Dare with Lisa.
I would do Double Dare with Crystal.
Yeah, I could do that with Tanya.
No doubt in my mind, I would do Double Dare with Crystal.
Couples Double Dare.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Whoa. American Gladiators.
Get on that.
American Gladiators.
Yeah,
well, American Gladiators, you're not on a team.
Oh, that's right.
It's you against
other physical challenge TV shows. Let's go.
Yeah.
What about Wipeout?
Questions. How about that? Aggie CEO.
Yeah.
He's the guy who clogs up your Facebook and Twitter all the time. He says, just
unless
you
stop following or blocked him like I had to. Sorry, Aggie. There's a lot of stuff coming out of Aggie's mouth.
Oh, hell yeah. He says, just listen to episode 297. You guys are way off. LOL. Records broken on GTA 5.
What now?
Yeah. Because in 297, that's when I guess Eddie asked like the records thing.
Yes, we were wrong.
Yeah.
We were wrong. We thought that I did not think that they were going to be able to beat out Call of Duty, and they
I didn't think so either.
Totally are on par to do that right now. So.
Have my bowl of crow. We were off. Thanks, Aggie, for pointing it out.
Yeah, thanks for letting everyone know that we've been humbled.
Yes.
Nabishin from Irrational Passions.
What is
listener
up?
Of us for a long time. He says on episode 300,
yeah.
How many drunken 300 the movie jokes will be said by Jeff and or Jason and or Travis and or Glenn? He doesn't
I didn't even
Chris,
think about
though.
That.
I didn't
so I'm wondering
that.
If Chris hasn't seen 300.
I've seen 300. I just don't get drunk on the show very often anymore.
That's probably why. I didn't think about it either until he said that.
This is Indus!
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
That's really
I didn't think about it at all until he wrote that in. And I honestly don't think there'll be any.
No, I don't think there will be either.
God,
we have to make one now just because he said that. So.
Just
because
it happened?
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. Those are the Indus questions. You want to hit up Indus questions any week we record this? You can hit us up on Twitter at Indus questions.
Do it.
Very simple.
We love those.
.com.
Hell yeah.
Not .com.
Not .com. Don't confuse them.
I wonder if IndusQuestions.com is available. All right. So, I guess that moves on to ending off the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
So next week we are doing our live show. And, we're going to do that on Friday. And just make sure that I get the date to you guys. Let me pull up my calendar. That is October 4th, 2013. That will be episode 300. We're going to do a live show on Google Hangouts. If we have the opportunity to, we might be pulling people in. We're not 100% sure about that yet. Still have a couple of tests to run to make sure that we can get it right.
It's already going to be like five guys on the show.
Yeah. It's going to be, pretty much all of the four main guys, and Travis is coming back. So, I'm pretty sure Glenn said he's going to be involved. Right?
Yeah. I think Glenn's going to be.
Four guys and Travis.
That was not what I meant, but it was funny. and so, you know, keep an eye out for information about that. It will be broadcast live on YouTube. And, we will probably get some sort of chat room going at the same time so we can communicate with you guys if we do not have a way to get you on the show.
Got to.
So, look for more information on that in the coming few days. And that is all I've got.
Oh, yeah, on Retroids, yeah.
On Retroids, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's all I got. You guys have anything else?
We should do Truth or Dare on the live show.
Truth or Dare on the live show.
Yeah.
Oh God.
That's a fun game, right?
That's a fun game for a teenager.
Okay.
Right.
If you want to send us any emails, for the live show that we will hopefully read, you can do that at email@interactivedistractions.com. And if you are on, I'm tripping over myself again. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
4337.
You can follow us on Twitter. That is Indus Podcast. And you can, follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Facebook, Google Plus, Steam, and Stitcher Marketplace. Search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And come over to Retroids, join the community, talk about some games. It'll be fun. And that's all I've got.
All right then.
Episode 300 next week, guys.
Oh my God.
That means, you know what that means, right?
This shit's real.
We've been doing this for 6 years.
Oh God.
We've been doing this for 6 years. Well, I should say that Jeff and I have been doing this for 6 years because you other pussies all bailed out on us for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Jason took a year off.
No, in reality, it's a, you know, even when Jason wasn't involved in Indus, he was still involved in Indus, so.
Oh, yeah, it didn't go away.
But, yeah.
I tried so hard.
It's
like herpes.
It's been quite a run. It's been, a good 6 years, and I've met a lot of cool people, and, we're gonna do all of this on the next show anyway, so.
Yo, bottle that emotion. Let's save it.
Bottle the emotion. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
Stitch it up.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games, stitch it up, and we'll talk to you next week.